My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of the patron saint of the IRS to all of you today. We all need our patrons. Are there any tax collectors here today? Raise your hand. No, don't. Pray for all those who have to do that important work for our society. And pray for their patron. Jesus chose one of these tax collectors who were despised by the Jewish people because oftentimes they extorted, if not all the time, most of the time they would extort and steal from even the poor. But something happened today when Jesus passed by this customs post. He saw something more than just an extortioner or a tax collector. He saw a man that he wanted in heaven, and a man who would give to us so much. The story of who Jesus truly is. In the Catholic faith, we consider this the first of the Gospels, St. Matthew. St. Matthew receives Jesus' invitation today and immediately goes and follows him. Impressive, deeply impressive, that a tax collector who has everything that he needs, he's set for life, would leave his post and go and follow our Lord. What words of Jesus must have touched his heart. It's worth, if you haven't before, if you haven't seen Caravaggio's painting of the Call of Matthew, it's worth your time to look it up on Google or wherever you find these images, and to see Jesus pointing him, and Matthew is receiving that call with surprise. You want me? He's much like, he's following the lingo and the talk of the time. You know, people say, how come Jesus is hanging out with tax collectors? Those words are ringing in his ears. But he realizes, and this is his gospel, so we know that he wrote these words. Go and learn the meaning of the words, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I came to call the righteous, not the righteous, but sinners. In that moment, Matthew knew, because he was a sinful man, that Jesus was actually talking to him and wanted him. What did Jesus draw out of St. Matthew, out of his humility there? He drew out a message that has gone out to the whole world. We wouldn't know Christ if it wasn't for St. Matthew telling us, and if it wasn't for him responding to Jesus. And so let us give thanks to God for this evangelist who has told us who Jesus is, and let us follow his example and follow Jesus immediately. Jesus, who comes to us, who points to us today and asks us to come follow him, to receive him in this Holy Eucharist.